AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There was a brief lockdown at the Capitol this morning during rehearsal for Wednesday's presidential inauguration. There was a fire traced to a homeless encampment about a mile from the Capitol. It was determined not to be a threat. Tensions are high following the deadly Capitol riot almost 2 weeks ago. Security expert and Brookings Institution senior fellow John Hudak says the talk about Donald Trump supporters is similar to words used about groups like Al-Qaeda.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says this talk is not going away after Inauguration Day. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were not at the Capitol today. They were volunteering to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Harris was in D.C.
When we look at where we are as a country today, when we look at recent events, we know that the fight that Dr. King was engaged in is still a fight in America.
President Trump remained out of public view at the White House for a sixth straight day. Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of American states because of a winter surge. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says cases there are easing after a post-holiday spike. He's hoping that trend continues. Cuomo is now trying to convince some people in New York the coronavirus vaccines are safe.
We're reaching out to communities that have less trust in the vaccine to have interventions to speak to those communities about the facts of this vaccine and try to reduce the cynicism and the distrust.
California state epidemiologist is urging a halt to more than 300,000 coronavirus vaccinations using a Moderna vaccine version because some people received medical treatment for possible severe allergic reactions. This is AP News. The Museum of London has added a Trump baby blimp to its collection.
The Museum of London says it has added the Trump baby blimp, which depicts Donald Trump as a screaming orange baby, to its collection. It's part of the protests that greeted the president when he visited the city in 2018. The Trump baby blimp was designed by a group of friends who met at a London pub to discuss how they could speak out against Trump's policies. It's now part of the museum's protest collection, which also includes artifacts from the women's suffrage movement and more recent protests against public spending cuts. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gonzaga and Baylor maintain their grip on the top two spots in the AP Men's College basketball poll. If third-ranked Villanova ever plays a game, perhaps it will make a run at them. Because of the coronavirus, Villanova hasn't played a game since December 23rd. For the first time in school history, Louisville is number one in the AP Women's College basketball poll. Ed Donahue, AP News.